Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Guy, when you became single, I told you I would be the best wing woman for you ever.
You have been so far.
Well, I've been doing my research, okay? Countless hours scrolling on TikTok.
Oh, I love you.
Trying to find how you find the perfect woman, and I think I might have it figured out.
Okay, you have my attention.
Okay, I totally got wrapped up in this story of a woman who had done the whole dating app. She didn't want to do it anymore, and so she thought, you know, the best way to meet the love of your life is in person. But she was going to make it happen for herself, so she went to where she thought her dream man would be, Home Depot. And she ended up running into the love of her life. Like, they've been together for a couple months now. It all worked out. So it got me thinking. I mean, I know you and your handyman skills or lack thereof.
I could barely change a light bulb. If I was in Home Depot, I'd be emasculated. Women would run from me.
Okay, I got you. Okay. I got you. I wasn't going quite that far, but I was like, okay, let's not put him in that situation. Let's go the other way. Okay, so if women are going to Home Depot to look for men, where should men go to look for women?
Look how Kelly's creative genius mind works, how you just put all that together. So we're talking like a Target or something. My first thought with like a Target is women are so focused on what they need that they might not be able to give you their full attention. I think there's a better place than that.
Well, it's not getting your full attention. You need to get their attention.
At a Target, though, because I've seen women in Target. They're lunatics.
Yeah, but they're in a good mood. Especially if they have a Starbucks in hand and they're just cruising the aisles. I'm thinking Target might be the place to go.
What other places? You've got my brain ticking right now.
I don't know, but that's what I'm thinking. So I think we should throw that out here. A little, let's call it fill in the blank Friday. Okay, we'll have some fun. So if women are going to Home Depot to look for men, men should go to blank to look for women.
Oh, this is fantastic. Help me out and help the men out there out. 888-431-3764. Text or even better, give us a call. Kelly's been my ultimate wingman since I've been single. She said she would be, and she's lived up to expectations. She's even done a lot of research, and she found on TikTok this woman went to Home Depot to meet the man of her dreams, the man of her life. So where should men go to meet the woman of their dreams, Kelly?
All right. I love so the suggestions come in. A lot of people saying Target, although there is one warning that says you need to be careful looking for women at Target. Most of the women there are getting decor and clothes that they don't need, and they're probably only there because they're trying to escape their husband. True.
I'll tell you why Target scares me, because every ex I've ever had was obsessed with Target. Oh. And it didn't work well in the relationship. So I got a bit of a bad taste in my mouth when it comes to Target. 909 says, Bath and Body Works. Women seem to love that store.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes. They just had a candle sale last week, too.
But do you look like a creep being a single guy hanging around that sort of store?
No, because they have a men's section.
They do?
Yes. They have a whole men's line.
Okay, so I won't get arrested.
You're good there. Well, no, you're not going to get arrested for shopping anyways. James in Redlands, do you have a suggestion for Guy?
Hey, do you like to eat?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an understatement.
Go to the supermarket, guys.
Supermarket. That's a good one.
The supermarket. You want somebody who enjoys cooking, and if they can cook for themselves, they would definitely cook for you.
So can I just go pretend to have a cart and pretend to be putting stuff in it like
yes,
I can cook?
That's all you do.
Okay.
Hey, and actually, and we're going to do something a little bit better. You can go to the food section in Target.
Oh.
Walk around the food section in Target, and if you see someone you like, ask them for, hey, do you know where the foyer is or the You know, ask what something is. And if they help you and go out their way to help you, that means they like you.
Oh, James has all the tips for you.
I love it. 619 says, tractor supply, find a country girl. I've been digging country girls lately. Ukaipa girls, they're my jam.
There is a tractor supply out in Calamasa, right by Ukaipa.
There we go.
909 suggests Victoria's Secret. I would not go to Victoria's Secret. That would be a creeper move.
I would feel so weird in that store. Every time I've had a girlfriend or a ex-wife, I couldn't even walk in Victoria's Secret. I was too nervous with them.
909 says Hobby Lobby or Home Goods. That's a good one, too.
Those places are good because they take their time, they look at things, and I can try and pretend to be smart and help them. This is fascinating. This is really fascinating.
That's another good one. Starbucks?
Starbucks is a go-to. Except there's usually couples at Starbucks. It's hard to find a single person just sitting around there.
Well, if she's there by herself, then maybe she needs somebody to drink her coffee with.
Look at you, Ultimate Wing Woman. Let's keep the suggestions coming. 888-431-3764. Where should a man go to find a woman?
What's up, everybody?
She spent the summer there, a couple houses down.
That's what we're trying to avoid, the one that got away. We're trying to get one captured is what we're doing.
Keep them.
There's a woman who's gone viral on TikTok because she found the love of her life at Home Depot. And she said she literally just went to Home Depot because she was looking for a man. She wasn't there. There was no home improvement projects, nothing like that. She was on the scout for a man.
And she did it. Can't hate on that. Congrats.
But it got me thinking because I told you I would be the ultimate wing woman when you started dating again.
You have been.
So if women go to Home Depot to look for men, men should go to blank to look for women.
We're getting tons of suggestions.
And I think the 909 totally dialed this in for you. They said you should go to Hometown Buffet to meet a woman.
That's so wrong.
It's so right.
No, because food's my number one. A good buffet is priority over any woman. Buffet one, women two. So I'll be so obsessed with the food, I won't be looking at the women, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but she's there. She's eating too. And it's like unlimited food.
Do women really want to see me go to town at a buffet? Is that really attractive?
You're right. Maybe not. Okay. Dan in Temecula, it's your turn. If women go to Home Depot to look for men, men should go blank to look for women.
Temecula Winery.
Wilson Creek Winery all day, every day. They've got some beautiful women there at their concert series. You're right.
Absolutely. Great time.
Hey, but you run the risk that if you're there and you're drinking, you might get wine goggles. And when you wake up the next morning, it might not be the woman you thought it was.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It happens to the best of us.
It's a good time either way.
760 here says, I don't know if I agree with this. Rodeos. The last couple of rodeos I've been to, and there's lots of women. Here's the other deal. Those cowboys are way better than me. They're more masculine than me. They're better than me at life, so I'll get upstaged.
Well, you need to have a little more self-confidence, okay?
Yes, wing woman.
626 says, I met my wife at Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, Stagecoach is coming up in April, and we have Stagecoach tickets coming up.
8:05 to be precise, but you have to be signed up. KFrog.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.